This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason Lockenforta.
We know that this owner's been desperate for a true franchise quarterback for a while. He overdrafted and overpaid Blake Bortles, right? A far lesser quarterback than Lawrence. But man, $55 million, Baldy. You were down in Miami. I'm sure it didn't go unnoticed by their front office with Tua. Yeah. In a contract negotiation, Brock Purdy's got to be licking his chops right now, thinking if those guys got 55 and I go to another Super Bowl, I'm getting 60-plus. Here we go again, right?
Yeah, well, we went through it last year. We went through it last year with Jalen Hurts, you know, with Lamar, with Joe Burrow. And they just all, like you said, just a game of leapfrog. You got to have them. You can't win without one. But, you know, I mean, I've seen all kinds of memes and stats, you know, like if you compare Trevor – to Daniel Jones. I mean, they're almost identical stats. If you compare Trevor to Gardner Minshew, the stats are almost identical. So you say, well, stat-wise, but, you know, the game isn't just about stats.
Yeah.
I mean, Trevor does have a better arm. He's got a release. He's a committed student. He's got everything that you want. They just haven't won. I mean, I was there in Nashville, Jason, last year. Week 18, all they had to do was beat the Titans. And they won the division. There is no Houston Texans. They win the division. I mean, they couldn't gain a yard when they needed a yard. I mean, the Tennessee Titans with nothing to play for, they beat Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it was another collapse like we saw in the playoffs the year before. But, you know, I mean, you know, if you get Christian Kirk back and you draft Brian Thomas and you get the offensive line together, which wasn't very good. They didn't run the ball well last year. But all I'm saying is Trevor's one of those guys. You got to give him a lot of help. You got to give him a lot of, if you're not committed, you know, if you don't have the run game, if you don't have your number one receiver, like all these things, you can't put the team on his shoulders. And I don't know that many can do that. But, I guess the question, and we ask this every year, Jason, is where's it going to go? And is it going to end? And is there going to be, okay, the buck stops here? Because we know that Dak and Tua are out there looking for theirs. And the longer they wait, probably the more it inflates. So, but we know that if, you know, the Atlanta Falcons told you, if you're just going to plug these guys into pretty good rosters, you're not winning anything. And so that's kind of where the league is right now.
It is interesting to me, Baldy. When I see stuff like this happen, and you know, it's probably going to happen because it's football economics 101. But like, if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts, if I'm the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen, if I'm the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson, if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, if I'm the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm already saying our guy's already a bargain.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When you getting the true top five, top six quarterbacks done, the earlier the better every time is always going to be good business aside of catastrophic injury because at some point, Joe Flacco is going to be the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. At some point, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence. At some point soon, it might be Dak Prescott. Like, getting the real ones done ASAP, boy, you're really spiting yourself if you don't.
Well, I mean, that San Francisco is going to be faced with that real soon with Brock. And so, And I'm sure that he's willing to play out his rookie contract. You know, I mean, I don't think he wants to play out his rookie contract. But, I mean, next year at this time, you know, and I just got done talking to Nick Bosa about the 49ers and just what Jed York has kind of, you know, starting with Eddie DeBartolo, but Jed York and how they somehow, the great organization, San Francisco, you know, Baltimore to a large degree, Philadelphia for sure, like they look at their star players and they get out in front of this stuff.
Yeah.
And they get them signed. Now, you know, you go back 6-7 years ago, they thought they were getting out in front and getting Carson Wentz done. They didn't need to. And, you know, right. It kind of backfired on them. But they recognize that, you know, we can't stop what our philosophy is and just taking care of their own. And when players – when you win and teams take care of their own, that's a place that not many players get to play in.
Well, Baldy, let's start our review in the NFC East, and let's start with the team, you know, that won the NFC East, and they've got a quarterback situation. And this one to me is really kind of tricky because he's not 25 or 26. You know what I mean? It's not, okay, we're buying all this promise. The rookie learning curve is over, and we're getting him in the prime of his prime. Dak's got a little more tread on his tires. This team has not performed well in the playoffs. Jerry Jones has not wanted to spend money in recent years. He just hasn't. Amari Cooper at $20 million was too rich for his blood. He's got a CD Lamb situation. I don't really love this roster. How do you thread this needle? Like, do you capitulate? Do you make him play it out for a year and trade him? What do you do?
Well, you know, they've won 12 games 3 years in a row. You know, one of those years, Dak missed a good chunk of the season and Cooper Rush came in. They won 12 games. Now, you could say, you know, weak schedule, and it was last year. They had the Jets, the Giants, I mean, Washington. They had a bunch of the weak teams in the league, and they had a hard time beating teams with a winning record. It just didn't happen much, you know. So, I played for the Cowboys, Jason. I know the history of that organization pretty well. Like, to look at the roster right now, especially at the running back position, it just doesn't look right to me. Like, you could bring Zeke back, but we know Zeke isn't – we've seen Zeke's decline. We've watched it. We've all watched it. And he's not – I mean, you could come back and hold – maybe Zeke can give us 100 really good carries and goal line. And he might, but that's not your running – that can't be a running game. Deuce Vaughn can't be your run game. Like, it looks – like, I just can't believe they went to a draft in their offseason. They didn't pick up any running backs. Rico Dowdy, like, you know, like, they're just guys. So that's that. There's, look, they spent their number two, one and two pick on offensive linemen, Tyler Guyton, Cooper Beebe. And maybe Beebe can play center. I've never seen him play center. And maybe Guyton can nail down the left tackle job. They've had a lot of success drafting linemen high. Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, you know, Travis Smith. I mean, Tyler Smith. They've had a lot of success. Tyron Smith. So you better hope and pray that they've continued on that trajectory, because if those guys don't hit, or if they take time to really develop the way a lot of guys do, if they take time or if they don't hit, this thing could fall apart quickly.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a hell of a hard time getting close to 12 wins, Baldy. That's just me. That's this division. It's tried and true forever. Whoever wins it 1 year doesn't win it the next. Somebody else's turn. I don't think I'm going out on a limb here to say if that trend holds again this year, that the team to bounce back and win the division is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, just real quick. I mean, you know, I just saw Dan Quinn. We'll get to Washington here in this discussion. But, you know, the Cowboys, under Dan Quinn, 3 years, Jason, they led the league in takeaways.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 year in mass total. They led the league. That means all those extra bats to Dak and what was the number one offense, basically 1-2-3 over the last 3 years. I mean, all those extra bats, field position, defensive touchdown scored. Now, is that trend going to continue, okay, with the change of coordinator?
Regression.
Okay. Well, I mean, they've made that change. And so, I mean, you know, Dan leaves, and this is the decision that they decided to do. So, you know, I think we all respect – you know, Zimmer, but that's going to be hard to think that how Mike plays and how Dan played, that they could continue that trend. That's that.
Well, and Baldy, how Mike coaches and how Dan coaches. One is a lot more love them up, and the other is a lot more beat them down, no?
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's a difference, a big change in personality. That's for sure. So it's a tough love if you get that love from Zim, and we'll see how they respond. We'll see how they respond, you know? So that's that. But, you know, you said, okay, is Philadelphia the team? I think they are. The stink that season ended with last year, I thought Howie Roseman did him. And I've been critical of Howie. But I don't know that any general manager and owner, Jeffrey Lurie, I don't know that anybody could have retooled this roster to kind of make this stink go away. And part of that stink was just the lousy quarterback play that they got down the stretch. You know, you can't do anything more for your quarterback than to go out and do what they did. You know, whether it's getting Saquon or locking up your receivers or locking up Landon Dickerson and, you know, Jordan Mailata, you know, and filling all those voids and then just adding pieces defensively and then adding two pretty good coordinators. Let's face it, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore are pretty good coaches. So, like, this thing is it's made for them to run away with this thing right now, Jace. Now, they got to go put it all together. A lot is on Nick. The spotlight's on Nick Sirianni to make this thing work. There was some conversation with him at the end of the season, like maybe Nick's not the guy, but let's face it.
Yeah.
Nick took over an organization, a team that was 4-11-1, and he's had him in the playoffs 3 years in a row and in the, you know, within 30 minutes of winning a Super Bowl. So he's done something, and they've gotten off the starts, Jason. 2 years ago, they were 8-0. Last year, they were 10-1. Whatever he's doing, like, he's done a lot of things right. Now, it could be beneficial of the schedule and a lot of things, but still, no team has gotten off to those kind of starts the last 2 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.